Yeah.
Yeah, here, Care, you can have this one. There you are.
I think it's just the map from their comment.
Next public hearing is change of zone number 1701, CMF Bayside LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a MRRPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Planned Community to be located on a certain parcel land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20.94 acres more or less, lying northeast of Route 394, also known as East Sand Cove Road, and east of Mastiff Way, a private road, and being approximately 0.3 mile east of Signature Boulevard.
You guys aren't proposing any FEMA trailers, are you? Any FEMA trailers?
You're safe.
All right, good. I don't want any questions about FEMA trailers.
They're going to sell them in the campground.
RV site.
Okay. That was split rail fences.
General, on this application, we have received an exhibit booklet, the three ring spiral bound. You should all have copies. It includes a November 2nd, 2010 letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission reference to change of zone, a copy of the application, a environmental assessment public facility evaluation dated December 22nd of 2010. Copy of the plus application December 1st, 2009, plus comments letter January 18th of 2010, plus response letter May 6th of 2010. Makes references to a series of maps and land use surrounding zoning and site location, a copy of the deed and site plan rendering, a list of adjoining property owners, tax map, comprehensive plan references to floodplain and wetlands, FEMA, the USGS quad map, soils, state resource area map, and Indy River School District, and a school district map. There are stormwater conceptual plans and approaches. A reference to the pre-application meeting of December 21st, 2010. A traffic and site circulation from DelDOT no objection letter dated August 25th of 2010. And reference letters willing to serve from the Tidewater Utility dated December 21st of 2010. And in reference to wastewater from the county, a sewer concept plan submittal letter of September 30th, 2010. First review comment letter for November 1st, 2010. And a response letter to the county from GMB on November 19th of 2010. They are all a part of the record. We received comments from in addition to those in the booklet, from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, dated January 10th of 2010, and they make reference that the site is located in the Femme-Collins Sanitary Sewer District. The wastewater capacity is available. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. The current system connection charge rate is $4,820 per EDU. The proposed project will connect to two existing manholes in Sand Cove Road in accordance with the approved sanitary sewer concept plan. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study of 2005 update will be required. And in additional comments, the applicants for the conditional use propose 59 dwelling units on 20.94 acres of land. The project is within the boundary of the Femme-Collins Sanitary Sewer District and the connection is mandatory. The proposed project is within planning study and system design assumptions for sewer service. The engineering department has no objection to the proposed developments along as sewer service is in accordance with sanitary sewer concept plan approved on December 29th of 2010. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county engineering department standards and procedures. County engineer must approve the connection point. All costs associated with extending sewer service will be the sole responsibility of the developer. The approved sanitary sewer connection concept plan was approved on the basis of the proposed units. The change of zone application indicates a proposed project of 59. The developer's engineer shall provide engineering department a letter and sketch that outlines the additional units to determine if a proposed sanitary sewer concept plan is required. And it also notes that a concept plan is required. From the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum and received on January 18th of 2011, we find that there are four soil types on this property. that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and on-site drainage improvements will be required. We also received a letter from January 3rd of 2011, dated December 22nd of 2010 from GMB, which I'm sure the applicants are going to explain. And that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Well, Mr. Brown, your meters have been spinning for 4 hours, so I think we'd better get on with it. Mr. Fuquay?
Are those billable hours, Mr.
Chairman? I am not privy to the contract arrangements, but I suspect they might be. Engineers on a lump sum.
That guy's getting paid. Because
you're not as slick as these white haired guys.
Yeah. Or the ones with.
Oh, did you
hair.
Like that this evening, by the way? Sidebar. The slick presentation by Mr. Byard. I think he has a new nickname.
It's the ones without hair you have to watch.
Who only have a little bit of white hair. That is real trouble. Okay, Mr. Fuquay, you have our undivided attention, sort of.
Good morning, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant, CMF Bayside. You can see there's several individuals here with me. Doug Brown, representative of Bayside. Also Jim Willey and Steve Marsh from GMB and Ed Linnae. Not everybody's going to speak. We're going to keep this short.
Nice.
And they are here if you have any questions. Basically, what it's going to amount to. There was an exhibit book submitted, which Lawrence referred to, and I believe you gentlemen have a copy of that. This is an application for an MRRPC containing 55 residential units. The original application said 59, but that has been amended to 55. It's comprised of 17 townhouses and 38 single-family homes. All of those would be in a condominium form of ownership. The site contains a total of 20.84 acres. With the 55 units on it, that would be a RPC calculated density of approximately 3 units per acre. The site is located on the northeast side of East Sand Cove Road, which is County Road 394. It's just south of Route 54, and it's basically in the middle of what is the Americana Bayside RPC development. And
all of this is basically Americana Bayside, and this is basically an undeveloped piece here. The area that will be developed is cleared. It was farmed, and it was referred to kind of as a donut hole in the middle of the Americana Bayside development.
Is that what they're going to call this face?
The donut hole?
Yeah.
No.
Somebody referred to that when they came in the office one day. They wanted to see the donut hole. They just wanted to know.
The applicant... Well, it actually is, but the applicant, CMF Bayside, is the developer of the Americana Bayside RPC. That was approved back in 2001. That large development encompasses 887 acres. It was approved for 1,700 residential units. It also has extensive recreational facilities, a Jack Nicklaus designed public golf course, and a retail office section. Now, originally, when CMF Bayside was developing the RPC, they tried to purchase this property as part of the accumulation of properties that were purchased. Couldn't be done at the time. They couldn't purchase it. Subsequently, the property did become available. CMF purchased it, and basically the intent here is to add this to the Americana Bayside RPC as originally intended. As with the existing Americana Bayside development, central water for domestic use and fire protection is provided and will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. As Lawrence mentioned, the parcel is located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, so this will be served by county sewer. The sewer concept plan allocated 56 EDUs for this parcel. And as I said, we were proposing 55 units, so it's within the planning study numbers. Electric, cable, telephone will all be provided by existing utilities that are serving the development. The site is in the Indian River School District. Fire protection is provided by the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company. There's extensive retail shopping and services located along Route 54, including a Harris Teeter grocery store that is actually included in part of the Americana Bayside retail area. The residents in this section will be part of the Americana Bayside development. They'll be able to utilize the extensive existing recreational amenities of Bayside. There'll be interior sidewalks within this condominium development. They will connect to the multimodal walking biking path that already exists along East Sand Cove Road, and that interconnects with over 5 miles of paths throughout the development. There also will be an on-site park area located within the development, which would be this area right back here.
Not to interrupt, but I received some pictures of some parks within the residence plan community. Their purpose of that was so they could be seen by the commission. So I pass it down.
The site does contain some areas of tidal and non-tidal wetlands. A wetland delineation was performed by Environmental Resources, Inc. The wetland delineation plan and report was submitted to the Army Corps of Engineers. They inspected the site. They did issue an approved wetland jurisdictional determination letter verifying the wetland boundaries. There's no regulated impacts to wetland areas proposed by this development. There will be a 50-foot buffer from the tidal or state wetlands line provided, in which no structural improvements or development will occur. And as you know, that's required by the ordinance. There also will be a 25-foot buffer provided from all non-tidal or federal wetland lines, again, in which there'll be no development or structures. Extensive roadway improvements have already been completed as part of the Americana Bayside development, particularly at the entrance to Americana Bayside on Route 54. So there's really nothing additional has to be done, and DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection as to the new entrance locations for this site. And there's basically two entrances. One would be here to the main development, and then there's a section here which just serves these seven units. The new development will basically be managed as a separate condominium association. But as I said, and similar to other areas within the development, these owners will also be members of the Americana Bayside Association, which entitles them to, number one, pay dues, and also to utilize the recreation facilities. As to the applicable land use regulations, the site is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which, as you know, is a growth area under the comprehensive plan. And that determination is reinforced by the fact that, it's in an area where central water and county sewer already exist. There is an environmental assessment report that is contained in the exhibit book that was submitted. The existing Americana Bayside development is zoned MRRPC, so this rezoning to MRRPC would make it consistent with basically the existing zoning in the area. And as I said, referring to the donut hole, it really is infill zoning to basically bring it in conformity with what exists. The site is in a level 3 area under the state strategies map. Of course, this did go to PLUS. The state PLUS comments recognize that the proposed rezoning is in compliance with the goals and objectives recognized in both the state strategies plan and the county comprehensive land use plan. So, again, there was a positive reinforcement from the PLUS comments. The site plan itself, I'm not going to go over it, have Steve go over it unless you have any questions, but you can see where the wetlands are. I mentioned there's a 50-foot buffer from the tidal, 25-foot buffer from the federal wetlands. The park area, the basically sidewalks that will relocate out to the existing multimodal path that runs through development. I do have some proposed conditions and findings, which I'll submit to Mr. Lank to be handed down to you.
Thanks, sir.
And as I said, we have a gentleman here that can answer questions you may have. So with that, I'll complete my presentation and look to you for any questions.
Bob, can I ask just a quick question first?
You may. Go ahead.
I don't think it matters one way or another with how the commission acts on this, but I want to make sure that I understand sort of what's being applied for. Is it, and Lawrence and whoever, Jim, is it an addition to the existing MRRPC? I mean, do we have to go back and look at conditions, you know, a number of units, or is it really sort of its own rezoning standalone? For
It's a standalone rezoning for this piece, yeah. But we're incorporating it into the existing okay. RPC.
That's typically what the ordinance references, that you still have to go through the same process.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. I just didn't know if, you know, it was necessary for the commission to go back and look at, like, number of units and all that sort of stuff on the original one, or just consider this one.
That would be separate, because you have to base the calculation based on this site separately.
Right, okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
Originally, if you go back to the old site, they proposed 2,895 units.
Right.
Commission reduced it to 2,200, the council reduced it to 1,700.
Yeah, I guess my question was, is it an amendment to the old one, or is it a total new one? Okay, that's all. I just want to make sure I knew how we were treating it.
But we need to reference what they proffer if you put stipulations on it, because they're saying that they're proffering that they're still going to be able to use the facilities on the Americana Bay side, the sidewalk's going to interconnect, et cetera.
Well, one of the, just maybe to address some of this, one of the conditions I submitted, number three, is the property and project will be incorporated as part of the Americana Bayside MRRPC Change Zone 1393, and as such, will be subject to and benefited by the conditions imposed on the Americana Bayside RPC, except as modified herein. So I'm saying that all applies in whatever you say on this.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure that we had it consistent the way that planning and zoning's treated it from the start when it was applied for. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith. I'm afraid you're going to miss your 10:30 bongo lesson, though.
Nope. I'll be quick. Okay. Mr. Robertson asked the question I was going to ask him. We got that on the record.
Thank you.
Just another question. Under tab 2 towards the rear, you have adjoining property owners, and memory serves me, like David and Aaron Dukowski, they'd come before us. They were outside the development. Are all these the other dozen, let's say, because one of them is CMF Bayside, are they people that have bought units in Americana Bayside, or
now,
are they standalone in-fee owners?
To the, I guess would be the southeast, I believe that is Rio Rico, which was a subdivision that actually predated Americana Bayside. So those lots that are shown to the right, and then the...
But part of Rio Rico was incorporated into the Americana Bayside.
One of the sections was...
But is it just that?
The undeveloped section. Yeah.
And then the, I forget the people's name, but the people that you mentioned, I believe they had a conditional use approved for, I think it was approved for 6 units, which is kind of to the rear.
Dukowski.
Dukowski, yeah.
They were approved for 6 units, even though they applied for 16.
Yeah. Well.
Because of uplands, the amount of uplands that they had.
Yeah, I think there was some wetland questions here.
Majority of it.
But we'll see if any of them show up in opposition this evening. But that's I just
we
wanted
didn't
to hear
oppose
that.
Theirs.
Is there anybody left in the rooms not being paid by somebody to be here?
Well, there you go. Okay.
Mr. Ross.
It's a good application, a good way to fill in a donut hole, I think. The units 1 through 17 are a different color on the site plan. That's just their...
These are townhomes.
Townhomes versus...
So they have party walls.
Right.
And these are all standalone single-family condos.
So if you buy units 21, 18 through 21, or 46, 47, or 48, you can just walk on hole number 8 and tee up, right? Is there?
Driving a four iron.
No other questions.
Johnson.
Getting late.
We have an ordinance to discuss yet, so more for it.
Are you talking about Doug or you?
Actually, we were back there saying, got two chicken houses.
That's how you measure your drive. Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the materials presented to us, and based on the questions that were asked earlier about the whether it was part of or not part of, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you about the wetlands.
Well, did you have any question on the buffers, Mr.
Well, now that you bring it up, Mr. Chairman, I think I have a few sticking. No, I do not.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
Okay. I have no questions either. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1701? CMF Bayside LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1701? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next